You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
This is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all-you-can-eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all-you-can-eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Hey, listen up, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Lighthouse Central Florida does not just provide services to people who are totally blind. We offer services to individuals of all ages with any degree or vision loss. Whether you are born with an impairment or develop one during their life. Whether it's picking out clothing in the morning or reconfiguring your kitchen so that you can continue to cook in a safe way. Going to the grocery store or just navigating your community in a safe way. Lighthouse can help you remain independent and live beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Serving Orange, Seminole, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida today at 407-898-2483. That's 407-898-2483.
Do you or someone you love have diabetes? Would you like an affordable and convenient way to monitor your health? TotalDiabetesSupply.com is your answer. Located in South Florida, TotalDiabetesSupply.com has a large selection of diabetic and other medical supplies available. Visit us at TotalDiabetesSupply.com or call us at 877-977-7709 to speak to one of our knowledgeable customer service team members. Just enter or mention coupon code RADIO10 at checkout for an extra 10% savings. Visit TotalDiabetesSupply.com or call us at 877-977-7709 for savings and convenience.
Lighthouse is the only private nonprofit agency offering a broad range of services to sight-impaired residents of Central Florida. Through effective programs, proven curricula, certified instructors, and years of personal and professional experience, Lighthouse ensures that individuals of all backgrounds have the tools they need to lead independent lives and pursue their goals without limits. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483. 2483.
Industries of the Blind, located in Greensboro, North Carolina, is proud of its mission to provide employment to people who are blind or visually impaired. Offering opportunity to achieve greater independence, Industries of the Blind is currently hiring blind people for careers in the manufacturing industry. Training provided. Great benefits package for full-time associates. Medical, dental, vision insurance, company-sponsored 401k plans, paid vacation and holidays, supplemental life insurance, and college tuition reimbursement. Relocation packages for newly hired blind associates up to $2,500. All pay is above minimum wage. For more information, call Laverne Goodridge or Susan Williams at 336-544-3726 or email to lgoodridge@iob-gso.com. Visit industriesoftheblind.com.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know. But
this is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Glenn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Okay, it's enough clapping. Okay, got it. All right. Welcome to a great show tonight. Welcome to the hottest show on the radio. That's right. Hey, folks, you still there? Believe you. Listen, folks, we've got a great show for you tonight. All can decide. But before we begin, let me tell you the players for tonight. And for those folks who are just turning in, what's this whole show all about? We say we're the bridge. That's right, the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. To my right, my beautiful wife, co-host, Lynn Golder. Lynn, you there?
I certainly am. Hey, everybody, and welcome. Thanks for joining us tonight and today's show edition, February 10th, 2019. We're looking forward to a great show.
And tonight, we've got two people with us tonight.
We do.
Without these two people, well, I don't know where the show would be. First, let me introduce you to the main man. That's right. He happens to be the, listen to this one, the CEO and president of Lighthouse Central Florida and Lighthouse Works. His name is Kyle Johnson.
Hey, everybody.
Hey,
great
back
to be back with you.
Welcome back.
And to his left, they say they're buddies. I don't know. But who knows? His name is Mr. Manley. His first name is Brandon.
Our surprise guest.
Brandon Manley. And he happens to be the operator, and let me say if I do it right now, of the Orlando Sonny's Barbecue.
That'll work.
That'll work?
That works.
Can I say it okay?
That works.
Okay.
That works. Good evening, everyone.
Yes, so all the gift cards we give out here on Sonny's Barbecue, thanks to him, that's coming from him.
Right.
So first, before we go any further, I have to say this. I want to say thank you very much from the bottom of my heart that Kyle Johnson and Lighthouse Central Florida and Central Works, believe it or not, just signed an agreement again for another year on our radio show. That's right.
Right.
So now you can clap that he just gave us another year from March 2019 to April 2020. Isn't that
We're
wonderful?
In.
Thanks
We're
to
in.
Him. Thanks to him for the Blind and Beyond radio
That's right.
show.
Thank you for doing it.
Maybe
oh,
you'll call in and thank him personally.
Yes, maybe
this
call in.
This hour is brought to you by Lighthouse of Central Florida.
Charting a course for living, learning, and earning with vision loss. Find them online at lighthousecentralflorida.org or on Facebook at Lighthouse Central Florida.
This phone number here to call in, which I hope you do, is 407-894-1680. If you want to call in and speak to either gentleman, that's where you call in, 407-894-1680. Remember, folks, we're a nonprofit radio show. That's how we run. We're here for the 2 hours, and you're hearing us all over the country. Some of you have AM and FM on the city where you're at, where you're streaming us live all over the country. But let me just tell you this right now. It takes money to operate our radio show. And if you like it, well, we can thank this man sitting next to me first. If you want to call and thank him, that's up to you. The phone number is 407-894-1680. That's Kyle Johnson, who happens to be the CEO and president. And Mr. Manley, with his Sonny's Barbecue, giving out the gift cards if you're local. But let me just say to you, I want to thank everyone for listening. I want to thank you all for having us in your home and listening to our radio show and your radio show. So, as I said, for those tuning in for the first time, that's what we're all about. We're all about the sighted and the visually impaired and the blind community. That's what we're all about. So we try to inform, we try to educate, we try to have fun on the radio show. And of course, we have our trivia, we have our prizes. And then don't forget about our jobs, employment. So we're going to talk about more jobs today and employment today on the radio show. So we've got some great trivia today. So if you want to call in, 407-894-1680. What do you have to say, Lynn?
Kyle or Brandon, do you have any shout-outs? This is when we usually do them.
Yeah, I'd like to give a shout-out to the Lighthouse Works Supply Chain team who did an awesome job this week, and our call center agents over at the Foresight 360 Call Center, all our team there. They're knocking the cover off the ball, and they're making it really easy to do business for our customers.
Great.
And also to Mr. Mike Tate, who's still getting some medical care. He's a call center agent of ours, and we miss him dearly. I went and saw him at a facility a couple weeks ago, and he was going home, and then he had a few other things come up, so he's still getting some new treatment. But he's awfully important to us, as are all our employees. I just want to, if he's listening, we're pulling for you, Mike. Look forward to welcoming you back.
That's for sure. Get well soon. How about you, Brandon?
Well, I have to give a shout-out to all those folks out there in Sunny's Land because they take great care of us, and they take great care of people every day. And customer service they provide is what allows me to be here with you folks and donate to the places that we do. So without them, I wouldn't be anywhere. So I always appreciate everything they do.
You're a humble owner.
I'll pile on, too, a shout-out to Sonny's. Even though, Brandon's sitting right next to me, he just tried to put his hand on my knee, guys. but Sonny's, for I think, a fourth year, is sponsoring the Sight and Soul Walk Fest on March 2nd. So come out and walk with us and rally and dance and have a great time. And have some of that delicious Sonny's Barbecue while you're there.
Thank After you guys, we come Brandon. Back from
yeah, it's
the
a
break.
Fantastic event, by the way.
Yeah.
And then we're going to supply the ice cream.
That's right.
So Blind and Beyond Radio Show is going to supply the ice cream. The ice cream truck will be there. So anybody coming out, don't forget to get your ice cream.
And don't forget, later during the first hour, if you'd like to call in, tell Brandon what you like about Sonny's and how you're enjoying it, and talk to Kyle. So feel free to do so.
Let me tell you something. You want barbecue
in
the Orlando area or Business Way around Florida, don't forget, that's the man, Sonny's Barbecue. It's a place to go. 407-894-680. Oh, I'm going to tell you right now what I'm going to do.
Can I start?
Anybody calling in talking about barbecue and say something good about his barbecue, we'll give you a gift card. How's that?
Can I start now? Because I got a whole list.
Of what?
A whole list of Sonny's.
I know you love.
Listen,
and your wife, Nakia.
There's the remodel that they just did in the Sanford area.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. It looks so amazing.
Really?
It looks so amazing. I was already jealous of the space on the inside because I want that to be my house. Because it's got a nice kitchen and it smells good all the time when I walk into Sonny's. So that's my first thing. My next one will come after the break.
We're going to go to break now, right? Okay.
You're going to break. More Don't go Kyle. Away. We'll be right back. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
More with Kyle and Brandon.
Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Remember that name. Lighthouse of Central Florida. If you are visually impaired, you're blind, you're sitting there saying, why me? What can I do? You don't have to do that anymore. Call Lighthouse today. They will help you. They'll help you with your mindset. They will help you to get started with your new way of life so you can be like Gary Sinclair, traveling around the country, getting on planes, going on cruises, doing all the things that a sighted person can do. And not only that, they also can teach you about getting a job. And they also have the workshop to give you a job. So don't keep on sitting there in your house doing nothing. Lighthouse. Call today. Lighthouse. The phone number for Lighthouse is 407-898-2483. I'll repeat, 407-898-2483. Call today.
Are you struggling to manage your prescription medications? Not sure this is your morning pill or the one for tonight? Well, stop guessing. Get Script Talk Talking Labels. Script Talk labels are available at participating pharmacies across the U.S. and Canada at no extra charge. These special labels are placed on your medications by your pharmacist and work with a talking prescription reader. Listen to all of the label information with one touch of a button. Ask your pharmacist for Script Talk today or call Envision America for free assistance. 1-800-890-1180. Be safe. Be independent. Ask for Script Talk today. Call 1-800-890-1180.
Hey, you're listening to Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Get your ears open and get her done.
If you or someone you know is blind from retinitis pigmentosa, a treatment called Argus 2 may offer hope. The Argus 2 is the only FDA-approved treatment for end-stage retinitis pigmentosa and has helped over 300 individuals worldwide regain useful vision. Argus users typically report improved quality of life, greater independence and mobility, and enhanced social and family interactions. Argus 2 is indicated for individuals who are completely blind due to retinitis pigmentosa. Possible side effects that may require further treatment include wound reopening, low eye pressure, serious infection in the eye, and retinal detachment. Call for more information, 800-499-7620, or visit secondsight.com.
At Lighthouse Central Florida, we believe a person of any age can and should seek to fulfill their highest ambitions, well beyond the perceived restrictions of blindness and vision loss. Serving Orange, Sentinel, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida at 407-898-2483 or visit us online at lighthousecfl.org.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
We're back. We are back. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I hope you do, is 407-894-1680. We understand we have some callers on the line. Who may they be?
All right, so first on the microphone, first on the ones and twos, is the one and only our good friend, Dr. Gary.
Who?
Dr. Gary, you there?
Now he's a doctor? Oh, my God.
Hey, Gary, how are you doing?
That's Gary Sinclair from Winter Park, Florida. What do you want, Gary?
Absolutely.
What do you want?
What
do you want?
Hey,
Gary Brandon's keeping your seat warm.
Yeah.
How you doing, buddy?
Hey, doing good.
Yeah, you remember me? I come in with Michael Lynn.
No, you never met him.
Oh, no?
No.
I thought I did.
No, you never met Kenan.
You met Kenan. You never met this young man. He's the owner.
I'm glad Sonny's made it to our show anyhow. And Kyle?
Hey, brother.
Hi, buddy. I want to let you know I signed them up for the $50 club.
All right.
All ready to go. Ready to go, buddy.
Yeah, cool, Gary. I look forward to celebrating with you.
Thank you,
all
sir.
All right, I'll see you down there.
Okay.
All right, you guys have a good show.
Thank
appreciate
you, Gary.
You
too.
Bye.
Who else, Chris?
All right, so let's take a journey over to Crystal Beach, Florida. And I want to say it's probably on the west coast of Florida.
Yes.
It's on the west, over by St. Pete, close to Tampa.
Yes,
somewhere.
It is. Yeah. You got it.
See, I'm good. I know my
So
I
what's your
Florida.
First name? What's your first name?
Jim.
Jim. How you doing, Jim?
Not too bad. I'm enjoying the program tonight.
Yeah, you enjoying it? We haven't started yet. We got a lot more to come.
It's a loose as a goose
yeah,
program
loose
tonight.
As a goose. Yep. So what do you have to say for yourself? More important, Jim.
Well, you know, Sheila Young said something about Sonny's Barbecue. They had it catered, and she was saying how fantastic the food was and that there was a lot of it, that they had so much left over.
That's
and
right. That's,
had,
right.
Like,
that's right. I was there. That's
were
right.
Were you there?
Yeah.
I even
fabulous.
Got to take some home.
Yeah. It was so much. It was like unbelievable leftover.
Yeah.
Well, you could invite people for leftovers, I guess.
Yeah. Well, not only was the food great, but the service was tremendous, and there was a lot left over. Yeah. Unbelievable.
Well, there you go. Well, I just wanted to say it was, I've been to Sonny's too, and it's good food, so I just wanted to put my chime in and say it's great stuff.
Well, thank
yeah,
you for calling.
Appreciate
that's
it.
Good.
Thank
appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
All
You're
right.
Quite
keep
welcome.
On listening. Thank you. Thanks
so remember the
calling.
Name Jim. Whoever says the nicest, we're going to give a gift card.
You know, talking about the catering with Sonny's, obviously they've got the barbecue game, you know, locked down. But Brandon and his wife Mandy worked with my wife Julie and did a surprise catering for my 40th birthday, so two Octobers ago. And they came, set up this big spread, and I don't think we had one thing that was barbecue.
Nope, so, I don't think we did either, but it was, man, it was a great night.
Do you remember what you guys did? Because yeah. I, you know, when I heard Sonny's catering and he would tell me, yeah, I got to work, we have a big wedding this weekend, I would think,
Eli.
Who does barbecue at their wedding, you know?
Well, he brought it. We
Some
we
people
turkey,
do.
We had turkey, we had ham.
Well, I have
him.
A question. I yeah. just have to ask. So
they
how did you two gentlemen meet? I know, Kyle, you're in the blind community now, and I would like to talk about that later. Mm-hmm. And Brandon, you devote so much of your time and energy to the community, and mm-hmm. that's just amazing. But how did you two meet?
So our wives, really.
Yeah.
Our wives, okay.
I think it's usually the women, right?
Yeah.
Our middle daughters were on the same soccer team, but I don't even know that we met. Mm-hmm. Our wives did. But then we were invited to their Christmas party, and it was, I think, an ugly sweater Christmas party, or you were just wearing a horrendous sweater. But either way, we met that night, and then yeah. was it an ugly party?
That's the
ugly
end thing now.
Party, or were you just,
I don't remember. I think
you
it, I don't think it was. I think it was more formal than that, but yeah. obviously whatever I wore was not appealing.
Yeah.
My fashion.
You reminded
sense.
Me of Cousin Eddie from Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Yeah.
But here's what I would like to say to the two of them. Folks, listen to what I'm going to say.
Michael's pointing to the two of them.
Yeah.
You have two men,
two
both
gentlemen.
Sighted, mm-hmm. both helping the people in the blind community. And that's fantastic because they both give their time, financial situation, and everything else to the blind community. And that's, we should give an applause. The two of them
yep.
doing great things for the blind.
Well, sorry to interrupt you, Michael.
And I'm going to say also that I know something that's really great because I travel around the country and speak to a lot of different organizations. And I'll tell you now, no one in this country, I'm not saying just because of Kyle's here, but I say this all the time. Nobody has as many employees working for them that are visually impaired and blind.
That's right.
Because I know I speak to companies all the time on this radio show, not on the air, off the air. And I speak to a lot of them. And they're lucky if they have three or four people in this big organization that are, and they're all sighted. Everybody working them are all sighted people working with the blind. So these are, I'm not mentioning names. But the worst part about it is I spoke to some people this week, and one in particular, that I was talking to these people that do business with the blind community. Or the whole organization is sighted. I spoke to the woman, are you sighted? And the first thing I said, are you familiar with Lighthouse? She said, no, I never heard of them. I said, did you ever hear of National Industries for the Blind? No, I'm not familiar with them either. I couldn't believe it. These are organizations that you know sponsor our radio show and advertise on our radio show. And I was trying to tell them who's on our radio show. And this girl, this woman was totally clueless as far as anybody else in the blind community. And here's this woman who is working in the blind community.
They haven't done their due diligence.
Yeah, clueless.
Well, we have 105 employees roughly now. And I'm proud to say over half of our workforce.
That's fantastic.
Individuals who are blind or visually impaired. I wanted to mention with Sonny's, because you were applauding Sonny's, and appropriately so, for working to help people who are blind or visually impaired and families.
I'd like to know more.
But I'd be remiss to not say that they're doing a lot more than just for the blind community.
I'm sure.
I mean, these guys from our Domerick Elementary, Winter Park High School, other missions that you're supporting. I mean, you guys are always doing something. But, you know,
I appreciate that.
Time, talent, and treasure, Brandon and Mandy Manley are living it. They walk the talk.
Yeah. We have a program called Random Acts of Barbecue that was started maybe 6 years ago.
Chris just perked up.
Random Acts has been, you know, before that, Sonny's has always been an organization that just, you know, of the 25 franchisees that make up the entire organization, everybody really helps the community in so many ways. It'd be impossible to mention all of them, whether, you know, so we came up with Random Acts to help, you know, focus some of that energy. And Random Acts is one of the coolest things. I have to tell you about it because it's one of the things that warms my heart the most. It comes in lots of different forms. Random Acts, the purpose of it is to really celebrate the people in our community that take care and donate. It could be in so many ways. It could be policemen, firemen, first responders of any kind. It can be, you know, a preacher down the street that, you know, the best one that I've seen, there's, you know, thousands of them, but one of the first ones we ever did, it was up in Pensacola, Florida. There was a young girl.
Talk into the mic.
I'm sorry. There was a young girl she wanted to, help the kids in the cancer area of this hospital. And so she started going door to door and raising money. And Sonny's found out about this. So we wanted to help her. And she decided that what she wanted, she didn't want any praise or anything back. All she wanted was to feed the hospital and all the kids. And so Sonny's did that. And it's so gracious and so cool. So there's so many ways that you can help people in the community, encourage them to keep giving back the way they do. And that's what Random Acts is really all about.
Very nice.
Yeah, it's very, really very cool. Nice. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And right now, what's very nice, we're going to go to trivia.
I don't know about that because Chris left his
desk. He's not there?
Unless Kyle's going to go back there and do the board.
You don't
or
want
Charlotte.
Me touching that.
Oh, we have a call, looks like.
Yeah. Okay, well, we can't do trivia because our engineer left the scene, left the clean. Is he coming back?
Did you do Charlotte?
What?
I forgot to do Charlotte.
Guess what? I didn't introduce Kyle either. Oh, my goodness.
You mean Chris.
Oh, Chris.
Yeah.
Chris.
He's not there. He left.
Kyle.
We're doing the show
there?
Ourselves.
I'm here.
Well, you'd have to help.
How's it going? Touching the switches on that deal.
Listen, folks, I were out there when I introduced everybody. I forgot two main people. I forgot Chris Shaw, our engineer, who just left. I'm sure he's coming back. And our fabulous Charlotte. Charlotte, you there?
She is. I don't know if she knows how to switch it over from the call to
the... Well, she didn't know how to say hi. Our switchboard girl, Charlotte. Otherwise known as Charlotte Massey.
So, Kyle, so
you know what? I add something about Sonny's, too, that I just...
Go ahead.
Absolutely.
I don't know how many of your listeners have been... And you'll have to tell me, Brandon, if it's all your locations.
I want to hear some callers calling in.
I love that at the university store.
That's the one I like.
They have a purple parking spot for wounded veterans.
I never noticed that.
Yeah, right up front. They have a parking spot that's designated for wounded veterans. Am I getting that right?
That's right.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. Do you have that at all?
Wounded Warriors. Most of the locations have.
Well, now I'm going to look for it.
Isn't that great?
I always park in the handicapped on the
left. Our blind people would be able to tell.
Yeah.
You know what we're trying to do is, you know, I got to find a way to convince Brandon to be the celebrity chef. And partner with Sonny's to be the celebrity chef at one of our Dining in the Darks in the future.
There you go.
That'd be cool.
I'd be honored to do it, really.
Well,
this is public record now. So
it is. I said it on the radio, so I guess I have to
do it. We're going steady now.
Yeah.
Does this mean we're best
friends?
We
weren't going steady before.
In 2 weeks, we're going to the village. The villages.
Yeah.
We're going to
the Vision Expo for the
Vision
veterans.
Expo for the blind veterans.
Right.
In the villages.
Michael and I will be there.
Are you back? Chris,
back.
Don't tell anybody.
Okay. Well, I forgot. I introduced you, too, by the way.
Yeah, we forgot to introduce you.
We got to introduce you when
Charlotte.
We started the show. First time
Shame
ever.
Shame on us.
I got so excited because these two guys.
We know. We here. Charlotte and I, we understand.
Well, I
what's
want
going
to say
on.
Hello to
you
Chris
excited.
Shaw.
Brandon here. Yeah. Kyle is here. I understand.
And I want to introduce Charlotte.
Well, you're not second fiddle, that's for
so
sure.
So we're going to do a trivia right now. You back and you do trivia?
Well,
can you
I
do the first one?
Well, we got a caller on the phone line right. Who wants to say something.
Okay.
Our good friend, Sherry. Oh,
Sherry? Okay. Sherry from where?
From Orlando.
Sherry from this Orlando.
From Orlando.
Your voice sounds familiar.
Yeah, that's me.
That's you. What do you have to say for yourself, Sherry?
Hey, Sherry, happy birthday, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh, well,
happy birthday.
So nice.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
She's 16, y'all.
Couple of things. First, Kyle, it's great to hear you on the show. And I want to thank Lighthouse because they allow us to have our National Federation of the Blind Central Florida chapter meeting there. And they allow us to have it there every third Saturday of the month. So it will be this coming Saturday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Lighthouse Central Florida on New Hampshire. So I want to make sure you know about that.
Well, we are awfully happy to be able to accommodate and create a space for you all to meet. We know you're focusing on important things. So you just let us know when you suspect we can do anything else to help you.
Oh, that's really nice, and I really appreciate it. And then the other thing I wanted to bring up is there are three or four of us, Sheila Young and myself and Jerry Eidler and his daughter Holly, and we do a completely volunteer program with Lighthouse where if they hear of people that need CCTVs, which is low vision equipment for low vision people, we get them donated from various sources, and Lighthouse will let us know if there's one that's available for donation. A lot of times they'll let us know. And then they also, Chris there at Lighthouse gives us a list of people that need the CCTVs. And so if you guys have a CCTV that for some reason you're not using anymore, you can contact Lighthouse, or if you need help, you can also contact Sheila Young. She's the one who does our phone calls, and Jerry's the one who drives and helps install them, and he's like 70, and he's still doing it, and I help him with that. So it's a really neat thing that we do in conjunction with Lighthouse, and I appreciate you guys for that too, Kyle.
Oh, we appreciate you right back, Sherry.
Well, thank
and
you, Sherry.
Cool. I'm certainly looking forward to our get together on the 19th. Thanks for being on board.
Thanks, Sherry, for calling in.
Okay, you're welcome.
Thank you,
guys.
Take care.
All right, we're going to trivia now. Trivia time.
You couldn't wait for this one, could you?
No.
You couldn't. I hear it all up in your voice. Mike could not wait for this trivia.
This one, tell me who's singing this song, 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song? Come on now.
Oh,
let's go.
This is so easy.
Come on. This is a gimme.
Yeah, it's a
gimme. Who's singing the song? Big hit. Who's singing the song? 407-894-1680. Who's singing it? So who's singing the song? The lines are wide open, 407-894-1680. Who is singing that song? That's a gimme. Everybody should know that. That's an easy one, 407-894-1680. Who's singing the song? The phone's ringing yet?
Yep.
I can't believe they're finally ringing. Okay, they should be. Mr. Manley,
right, so
you know that one?
We're going to take a trip over to St. Louis, Missouri.
St. Louis, Missouri calling in?
Yep.
Okay.
We got the one and only, Jack, ladies and gentlemen. Jack, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing super terrific and pretty good, too. How are you doing?
All right, Jack. So what's happening in St. Louis?
Hi, Jack. How are you?
Well, summer hasn't gotten here yet.
No, not yet.
We had some sleet and freezing rain and fun stuff this morning, but it's gone now.
So, Jack, are you calling in for the trivia?
I am.
So who do you think's singing?
Well, it's a very good possibility that the marvelous Marvin Gaye.
You got it.
All right.
You
right
got
before
it.
Before the break, he got in just
You got
time.
It. Just right. You're going to get yourself a $10 gift card from, listen to this one, Dunkin' Donuts.
All right.
I hope you enjoy the donuts, the good
I
donuts.
Do.
As also, you get ice cream there, too.
All right. We're going to go to break, but thank you for being out there, Jack.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Keep
I on listening.
Enjoy the program.
Good. Thank you
Jack,
so much,
hold
Jack.
On one moment.
Thank
Don't
you.
Hang up, all right,
That's
Jack?
Jack from St. Louis checking in.
And we
break.
Have one more calling
we'll
in.
Have to take it after the
but
break.
But we're going to have to take her right after the break.
Who is she?
Her name is Beverly from Orlando.
Beverly from Orlando. Okay.
So we'll take her right after break.
Florida School for the Deaf and the Blind is a tuition-free state public school and outreach center available to eligible pre-K and K through 12 students who are deaf, hard of hearing, blind, visually impaired, or deafblind. At FSDB, students learn how to do more, be more, and achieve more, fulfilling our vision of preparing them for a lifetime of success. FSDB gratefully accepts private donations to support vital programs that directly benefit the students and are not paid by state general revenue funds. To learn more about eligibility for enrollment or arrange for a campus tour, contact FSDB Parent Services at 904-827-2212 voice or call 904-201-4527 video phone. For more information, visit www.fsdb.k12.fl.us.
Pilot Dogs has helped the blind and visually impaired discover independence and self-reliance since 1950. Our campus-based training in Columbus, Ohio, will give you the confidence and expertise to navigate new environments or explore your current one. With the largest selection of guide dog breeds in the country, we can match you with the breed that best fits your lifestyle. Pilot Dogs covers all expenses related to training, including transportation to and from our campus, room and board, and the cost of the guide dog or O&M training course. These expenses are covered by Pilot Dogs for all clients that reside in the United States. If you would like more information on our guide dog program or our orientation and mobility program, please contact us at pilotdogs.org or by calling 614-221-6367. Pilot Dogs is an accredited member of the International Guide Dog Federation.
Ignoring your eye health can lead to bigger problems down the road. Dr. Craig Skolnick, fellowship trained and board certified corneal transplant and cataract surgeon for nearly two decades, offers comprehensive eye examinations, including evaluations for cataract, dry eyes, diabetes, glaucoma, and macular degeneration in a state-of-the-art facility. With the most up-to-date technology, you'll feel comfortable, valued, and appreciated the minute you step inside Skolnick Eye Institute. Dr. Skolnick and staff are committed to providing superior care in a supportive environment. Call the Skolnick Eye Institute now, 561-296-2010, located in Jupiter, 641 University Boulevard, just north of Palm Beach Garden. Visit SkolnickEye.com.
Your pet knows where his food comes from, you. And because Purina can trace every ingredient in your pet's food back to their trusted sources, they know where their food comes from too. Purina is committed to improving the lives of pets every day. From puppy and kitten nutrition to aging pets and unique nutritional needs, you can feel confident Purina has high-quality nutrition and just the right food for your pet. And best of all, it's available wherever you like to shop. To learn more about the purpose behind Purina's ingredients, visit Purina.com.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I hope you do, is 407-894-1680. We have a little young lady on the line right now. She says, what's she say? Her name is Beverly?
The one and only.
Are you saying your name is Beverly?
Yes, or Beverly.
Are you sure it's Beverly?
I'm pretty positive. I've been keeping it for a few years now, and I appreciate you saying the young lady.
So where are you from now?
I am in Orlando, Florida.
No kidding, you're from Orlando. Okay.
Yes, sir.
And tell me something. You were calling because of trivia?
Yeah, well, I knew that. Anybody,
you know that one? Okay, I'm going to give you another one then. Since you're on the line, I'm going to give you another one. See if you know this one. Okay?
Okay.
See if you know this one. 407-894-1680. Who's singing this song? See if you know Beverly.
This was Brandon and Mandy.
Oh, my God. You didn't even hear the voice yet. You knew it. That's Beverly, you're great.
Wow.
Beverly, you're great.
She knows.
She didn't even know the voice. You're right. Well, guess what? You just won.
Thank you. What did I win?
You just won the restaurant. The man sitting right next to me, hits his restaurant, $10 gift card from a place called Sonny's Barbecue, the best barbecue in Orlando. Sonny's Barbecue.
I have a quick testimony. I wanted to speak to the gentleman that you have there. I do have a quick testimony about Sonny's Barbecue.
Yeah.
I used to
work for Sonny's, they had one over here in Orlando on West Colonial. I worked there, and I worked to the one on OBT.
Oh, yeah.
And I just don't know why you closed the one in the Pine Hills area. We need Sonny's back.
I don't know either, honestly. That was way before my time. I can tell you that we are... I'm looking in Ocoee right now, so hopefully soon you'll have
They're filling all that new stuff in Ocoee, Okay,
yes, ma'am.
That'd be great.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, guys.
Beyond
Show. We appreciate you, and we appreciate the young man from the Lighthouse. So we just want to thank all of you.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you for being out there, Beverly. Give Charlotte your address.
Beverly's so sweet.
Yes, she is. Don't forget to give your name and address off the air so we can send you the $10 gift card from Sonny's Barbecue. Don't forget, when it comes to barbecue, there's only one place to go, Sonny's Barbecue.
Good night, Beverly.
Good night, Beverly.
Okay, good night. Bye-bye.
Speaking of that young man across, I was going to say across the street.
Across the block over there.
Yeah, right. So off the air, we were talking about some of the job opportunities that are offered by Lighthouse Central Florida. And, Kyle, you mentioned the Sight and Soul before.
Mm-hmm.
Did you want to mention that again, the date, and then I'll go on to the jobs?
Sure. It's Saturday, March 2nd, from 4 to 7-ish. If the party's going, we kind of stretch that out a little bit. And we have, great restaurants, Sonny's Barbecue's a restaurant sponsor for us for the event.
There's other restaurants?
Fourth or fifth year. I thought I was the only one.
You just never notice them.
Do you want to bring that much food, bud?
Bring on the other restaurants. I think they'll be great.
It's feeding our supporters.
The more the merrier.
But we're doing, we've got a lot of teams signed up right now. And you can, if you go to lighthousecfl.org right now, you can't avoid it because a pop-up window opens for the walk. And you can register, you can join someone else's team, you can start your own team, you can donate to someone's team, somebody you care about. I think we have a lot of walk teams in our company at Lighthouse Central Florida. There are several walk teams at Lighthouse Works, and we're having weekly competitions among them, and we're getting a lot of traction. So 4 to 7-ish at Cranes Roost Park in Altamont Springs on Saturday, March 2nd. There's a lot of family fun stuff, and you can pay for food if you're there. But if you fundraise $50 or more personally for the walk, you'll get a wristband. So you get all you can eat, all you can drink. We'll have great music, great family fun activities.
Wow.
March 2nd.
All right.
I like that.
Well, now we go from fun to work.
Yeah.
So let me tell you about some of the job vacancies briefly at Lighthouse. And if you're interested, you'll call the number that I give to you at the end. They are looking for a customer care professional in their call center. That is a job there.
Best call center in town.
It is. A client services coordinator. Now, what exactly is that, Kyle?
That's at Lighthouse Central Florida.
Uh-huh.
So they're one of the first people that actually someone's going to make contact with at Lighthouse.
Yeah.
So it's very important for our care professionals to understand people's needs and meet people where they are and help them get the help
they
need.
That's like step one, basically. They meet that person and then they help you direct where you're going to go. They also have some certified staff openings for certified orientation and mobility specialist, an assistive technology instructor, teacher of the visually impaired, a vision rehabilitation therapist, and a low vision therapist. And all of these are certified positions. They're looking for a call center manager.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty neat, too.
Let me tell you, that team with the certified positions that we have open, the core team we have at Lighthouse Central Florida is incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And we're building off of that core team and adding certified and credentialed professionals and diversifying our bench, so to speak, right now. And just having a talk at every quarter we do a state of the company address. We do Lighthouse Central mm-hmm. Florida in the morning and Lighthouse Works in the afternoon, mm-hmm. same message. And we're talking to them saying, look, the team we're building now, one day down the road when people around the country are talking about vision rehabilitation and they say, who's demonstrating excellence? They're coming to Orlando to see it.
See that?
Both at Lighthouse Central
You're
Florida
and
Lighthouse
Works. You're the prototype of excellence.
We are, that's the direction we're going in. So it's only a matter
amazing.
Of time we're going to get there.
Yeah.
Because
Everybody
the people
knows
we serve
who you
deserve
are.
It.
Everybody knows you are.
Okay.
Let me
Can
see.
I go back to trivia?
Let me see what else we have here. I'll read another one.
Read another one, then we'll go to trivia.
Okay. The contract closeout specialist, Kyle.
Mm-hmm. That's
more complicated.
That's a low vision position. We don't like that. We don't, at Lighthouse Works, we don't say there are sighted jobs and blind jobs. Our job is to convert those jobs using process technology and training to make any job available to any person in the community. It just so happens, though, contract closeout is part of our contract management services business line, mm-hmm. and that's where federal contracts have to be closed out or finalized by a third party. And so we're dotting I's, crossing T's, making sure all the money's paid in both directions and closing those out. But the nature of that work is we do it for two different customers right now, the Marines and Army Contracting Command. Both of those offices are out by UCF Research Parkway area, and we have to use their systems. And unfortunately, the Marines and the Army won't allow us to go into their computer systems and make them accessible.
Wow.
So they are low-vision jobs at this point. We're obviously looking for other potential customers who would have more accessible systems.
So tell us about the contracts with the Marines. The Army, I can kind of guess, but what are the Marines? What is the product?
It may sound exciting, but it's pretty vanilla stuff and big contracts. But you know, somebody that people with a strong finance background are really great candidates for these roles. And it's a job where you're sitting in a room, you know, working on these contracts pretty much all day.
Yeah,
and
a lot
and
of
so
detail.
Some people really thrive in that environment. And some people, you know, myself, I'd be like a caged tiger in there. I see Brandon shaking his head. I think Brandon and I are more like sharks. If we stay still too long, we'll die.
So like a bookkeeper type or accountant type?
Right, accounting background.
Detail-oriented person.
And it's important, too, that you have to be able to pass security clearance. And they will, you know, they can ding you for a bankruptcy or unpaid school loans.
It can't be from Virginia. That's terrible.
Oh, I get it. For a second, I didn't get it.
I'm joking, folks. Yeah. So, hey, you people in Virginia, I feel sorry for what can I tell you, but
no,
I'm not
yeah.
trying to be political,
yeah,
not political.
Not political.
And if you're listening, don't get mad at me. Keep on listening. Yeah.
So if you're interested in any of these positions, call 407-898-2483.
Oh, and one last thing on contract closeout.
Yes.
That's because we don't determine the compensation for that. The federal government does.
Oh.
That's a very well-paid job opportunity for someone who has low vision. Very good paying job, and then great, you know, holidays, breaks, stuff like that. Anytime the federal government's closed, you're closed.
We can talk about there's a couple of other jobs there too. We can talk about on the top of the second hour.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah.
So trivia time. Next trivia. Here we go. Trivia time.
No, he left again.
He left again. Too bad I can't
Brandon,
see. Brandon,
if that certain gentleman's still listening, maybe you want to give him a shout out.
He is. I think.
I do.
Yeah, Kenan, wave at us if you're still listening.
Yeah.
You know, we just want to give a shout out to Kenan.
Hi, Kenan.
He's a great guy. He's the reason I'm sitting in this chair tonight. Well, he's the reason I get to do most things. But he's our director of catering here for Central Florida. And actually,
he's back.
Yeah, he's a great guy. So
handsome and one hell of an American.
He is.
Hey, Chris Shaw, you back?
One,
Yeah, don't tell anybody.
Okay. Okay. We're going to trivia time. Trivia time.
That trivia? You ready to go to that trivia now?
Yeah, next trivia.
Ooh, this one's going to be a little, this one a little steep right here.
There you go. Trivia time. 407-894-680. We're slowing it down. Great singer. Who's singing?
Actually, Michael singing over the track.
Yeah.
A chair, crystal a chair.
407-894-1680. If you know who's singing, now's the time to call.
I got it now.
Wide open.
But a chair is not a home.
Wide open.
Phones are wide
and
open.
A house is not a home when there's no to hold
your time. Okay, phone number is 407-894-1680. Who is singing the song? All right. Did you hear the latest? What was going on last couple of days? Do you have problem? I guess you must have had problems too. Wells Fargo was closed down for 2 days. You couldn't take any of their credit cards.
It was ridiculous.
You couldn't take anything from Wells Fargo. Their machines, ATM was down. The machines were down. If you go in and cash a check, they were down. Everything was down in the system for two almost whole days.
Thursday Everybody Friday. Was down. If you had anything dealing with Wells Fargo, you was depleted
was
for a moment.
They were tweeting out every half an hour or so saying, yeah. we're sorry.
If they came in with a credit card to his restaurant, Sonny's Barbecue, it'd be declined.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Everybody's declined.
Their phones were blown up, I'm sure. Yeah. And they just got over, you know,
a big
scandal
yeah.
a couple years ago. I was at National Philanthropy Day a couple years ago. I think it was, 2016. And it was hot off the heels of that. And they were a corporate sponsor for National Philanthropy Day, which here in Orlando, it's the biggest in Florida. It's through the Association of Fundraising Professionals. And it's kind of like the Oscars for philanthropy. Like, mm-hmm. who's who? If a bomb hit that building, you know, our community would be in trouble. And the guy, the market president from Wells Fargo, got up there, and the first thing he did was make kind of a joke about himself and Wells Fargo, totally disarmed the room. He was self-effacing. It was a really smart, strategic move on his part not to just act like steady as she goes. Won the whole audience over.
Yeah.
But now they took those lumps, and now look at this. I mean, heads are rolling over there, I'm sure.
You know, it's kind of hard to rebound after something so devastating that happens to an organization, but you got to have the correct or right charisma in order to address people with something like that hits. You know, and I'm the type of person that know how to take the elephant out of the room and make the elephant blow his trumpet.
With your sense of humor.
Right. So, yeah. You know, but I'm not, you know, saying that he got to do that every time, but, you know, all I can say, man, hey, keep your head up and keep pressing.
That's it.
Because that's all you can do.
Every day.
Hey, Chris.
I didn't do it. I got a twin brother that looks like me.
Now that you've been with us like for 3 years.
Okay.
You've put up with us for three
yes.
years.
No,
how do you y'all find put up with me.
How do you find
April,
how do you find
years,
now
Chris.
Working with the blind community?
It's amazing. I noticed that I catch myself doing some of the stuff that you say don't do.
I still catch myself.
When we see someone who's visually impaired, we tend to just put out a helping hand to say, hey, come and do this and go this way. And then you get the feedback, hey, I got this. Leave me alone. I got this. Don't help me. So I still find myself doing it, but I really enjoy it the most. And then I find myself saying, hey, you need to tune in to WOKBRadio.com on Sundays between the hours of 7 and 10 p.m. 7 and 9 p.m. so you can listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
You know, I don't know if you folks know, especially the sighted audience listening to the radio show, if you're listening for the first time, when Chris and I are talking, a lot of the things that we're doing, because he is standing or sitting behind a window. And, of course, I can't see him.
And I don't read Braille. So everything what I'm doing is from memory, and my memory's not the best.
It sure isn't.
And also, I do a lot of things motioning to him. So he sees we have a thing worked out. If I want my mics pointed on, or if I want something on, I point my finger. If we're doing other things, I wave to him. And we have it all worked out.
Have your own signals.
Because I can't
yep.
see him. So I'm doing a lot of hand signals. At the same time, if I want a song played more, I do have one motion. If I want it off, I do another motion. So it's like a pitcher and a catcher and a baseball team. They have to know each other.
That's right.
So Chris
that's a good
and
analogy,
I
Michael.
Have to get to know each other. And that's a problem that when we have another engineer, they don't know my signals and they don't know what I'm doing. So there's a problem. So you folks out there listening to this radio show, it runs smoothly thanks, first of all,
I
to my wife.
I hope they appreciate Chris as much as we do.
But they also run smoothly thanks to Chris Shaw because he understands, whether it's me or Gary when he's in here or anybody else in the blind community, we all have our signals when we talk to him. So,
and see, I'm the back catcher. So, you know, in baseball, the catcher is always back. He either shake his head yes or he shake his head no. And sometimes I just shake my head no to Mike and let Mike keep working the signals to me. Trying to get the muscles rotated in the shoulder.
And you keep the mics off when I'm yelling at him, so that's right? A good thing.
Yeah, she's always yelling at me, folks. Yeah, she's my co-host, but she's my boss with the hot sauce.
That's right.
That's right.
Chris calls
but
me the doc.
I really enjoy it, and I've had so much fun over the last years working with you all, and I'm expecting many, many, many more to come. And
well,
like I
so
said, even when I go travel any and everywhere, I notice that I find myself trying to cater to someone who's visually impaired just to inform them about the Blind and Beyond
show. These two guys
it's
over here, they don't have bosses.
For all of us.
I have a boss. She's sitting right opposite me. That's my boss.
I have a boss.
We sleep next to our boss.
Oh,
me too.
He has one too.
And listen, whenever I became CEO, I went from one boss to 22 on the board of directors. So,
that's so funny.
Eat your heart out, Golder.
Okay.
We stay busy
over
there.
Your wife must say yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes.
Yeah, right.
That's what you taught her. I understand you taught her that one. Say yes, sir.
I flinch
Manley,
when I, you got to close doors softly
Manley.
Around me.
His wife says yes,
flinches.
Mr. Manley.
That's not really the word she uses to describe
me. No, I've heard it.
Yeah.
She's got a diverse.
I don't think we can say it on the air.
No. She's got a very diverse
dialect.
Your wife
dialect. Or his wife?
Both.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
That was in duet.
They're brothers. They're brothers. Yeah. This is official.
Well, yeah.
You should see those two together.
Oh, man.
Those two in a bottle of wine. And
listen,
we're beating them away from the golf
cart. I have three of them. I have one that gives me the look, so I know what that means.
Okay.
And that means I'm not sleeping on the couch. And then the other one, I get daddy. And then I got the baby that say, So yeah. I got
all
three
girls.
Of them, right?
Hey, that gets way worse, bud.
Don't say that. Don't.
Yeah. Wow. You have no idea.
Like to say you're out of the woods, but
it's just started.
Bring a flashlight.
We have any calls
we'll be,
on the last
we'll be over at Sunny's then. That's why I know how to take care of that.
Nobody got Charlotte's song. I can't believe
nobody
it.
Got that last one.
I know that should have been a give
I can't believe it.
That should have been a give me.
Well, you want to tell who it is? Nobody's calling in. I can't believe it.
Going to go to the top of the hour in 2 minutes.
Yeah. I can't believe nobody's calling in.
Google people. Kenan got it right, I think.
Alexa!
Yeah. Kenan got it right?
Yeah, he's just texting me the answer.
Is Kenan going to call in and win a Sonny's barbecue
I'll tell him.
I'll tell him to call in.
I won't give a Sonny's barbecue. That wouldn't be nice.
No, it wouldn't. I'm pretty sure he had his fair share of Sonny's. He's probably like
I'll give him something
somewhere else.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure he doesn't pay for Sonny's.
Hold on. Give me a minute. Let's see what we're working with. Let's see what we're working with.
And now the phones are ringing. Okay.
We got a minute, 2 minutes left. That's okay.
I didn't hear from you from Pennsylvania. I didn't hear from you from Illinois. How about South Florida? I didn't hear from you, South Florida. Arkansas, you there?
Hurry up, Charlotte, put them on. We got 1 minute.
Oklahoma, you there? Texas, you there? Time to call in. How about our friends from California? You there in California? I'd like to hear from someone. Call me now. Everybody should know this guy singing this song.
Top of the game.
All right, here we go. We got our good friend right here from Orlando, Sister Christine. Sister Christine, how you doing, Mama?
Yes.
Mommy, I think you sound like you know, but I don't think you know who this is.
I don't
know who's nah, I don't think you know who this is.
I know who it is.
Wait, are you a first-time caller, Christine?
No, I am.
Nice to meet you, Christine.
I want to know one thing right now, Christy. Do you eat at Sonny's Barbecue? If you don't, you should.
I like Sonny's Barbecue, yes.
You like Sonny's barbecue?
What did she win, Michael?
Well, she didn't win. She didn't answer it.
She didn't answer it.
Just
the
answer.
So who's singing?
Yeah, Luther Vandross.
There you go. That's
right. Ding, ding, ding.
She knew,
you just
she
won
knew.
Yourself a $10 gift card from Sonny's Barbecue. See, it okay. pays to listen to Blind and Beyond Radio Show. You there?
Yes.
Congratulations.
All right. What's your favorite food at Sonny's before we go to the top of the hour? Quickly, what's your favorite food?
She don't know.
She doesn't know.
She's
Luther
Vandross.
No,
oh,
I know that one.
I was asking what your favorite food was at Sonny's.
She's, well, you'll enjoy
listening
it.
To herself on the radio. We okay. got to go to the break, Chris.
You can't listen to the show.
Yeah. All right, hold on, Charlotte.
All right, Sister Christine. Thank you so much, Mama.
Okay.
Thank you for calling in.
Sorry to say, Brandon, I think those corn nuggets were.
You're going to break. Don't go away.
Stop.
We'll be right
Don't
back.
Do that. Don't do that, Cal. Oh, my God. Those things are amazing.
Yeah. Dangerous. You should have brought some. Yeah.